This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Hindus across the country celebrating Kuse Onsi or Father's Day today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba inaugurates Butwal International Conference Center. And monsoons bring misery to millions of people in Pakistan. Now, the news in detail. Hindus in the country are collecting kus, a holy grass used while performing various holy rituals such as Shraddha, holy rituals remembering the departed ancestors, and religious rituals across the country today. There is a religious belief that keeping kus collected by priest and anointed with sacred verses or mantras in the house brings well-being to the household. Also known as the day of Gokarne Ausi, children on the occasion feed their fathers with delicacy, including sweets, and show reverence. It is also called Father's Day. Gokarna of Kathmandu, Betravati of Rasua, Vishnu Paduka of Dharan are the main pilgrimage sites to perform Shraddha. Similarly, the 157th birth anniversary of Motiram Bhatta, a unique personality of Nepali literature, is being celebrated today by organizing various programs across the country. Bhatta was born in the year 1923 Bikram Samvat on the day of Bhadra Krishna Ausi, Kuse Ausi. Hence, the day is celebrated as Moti Jayanti as well. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has inaugurated the International Conference Center in Butwal city today. The conference center built at Ramnagar of Butwal Submetropolis 8 was inaugurated amidst a function today. The event was also attended by Home Minister Balkrishna Khad, Minister for Urban Development Metmadi Chaudhary, former Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Paudil, and former Minister for Urban Development Ramkumari Jhakri, among others. The center was built in two phases with a cost of ₹1.11 billion. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that the coalition parties will distribute the seats in the federal elections in a fair manner. Speaking to media person at Biratnagar Airport today, Minister Karki said that the alliance of five political parties will proceed in an orderly and effective manner. He expressed his belief that the citizenship bill has come back from the president with some messages and that the bill has been passed by the House of Representatives and will also be passed by the National Assembly. Minister Karki mentioned that the discussions and meetings by the president regarding the citizenship bill are normal and the president has the facility to discuss and consult on any matter. Minister for Urban Development Metmadi Chaudhary has said that the country would move ahead towards the new path after the election scheduled for November 20th. At a program organized by Reporters Club Nepal Lumbini Province Office in Butwal today, Minister Chaudhary pointed out the need of making the ruling alliance victorious in the election for the implementation of the constitution in the country. Also, the Politburo member of the CPN Unified Socialist, Minister Chaudhary, underscored that alliance was imperative against the activities carried out to push the country to mess. A conference of tourism ministers of all seven provinces has been organized in Kathmandu today with the objective of revitalizing the country's tourism sector affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Ministry for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation organized the day-long conference calling tourism ministers of the seven provinces in the federal capital, Kathmandu. According to the ministry, discussions will be held on laws and criteria set by the respective provincial governments regarding registration, permission, renewal and regulations of hotels, rafting, travel agency, trekking agency, tourism transport service and tour guides in the conference. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevanram Shrestha inaugurated the conference this morning. The Central Committee meeting of CPN UML continues today as well. UML Publicity and Publication Department Deputy Head Vishnu Rizal informed that the political report presented by Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli is being discussed in the meeting held at the UML headquarters in Chiasal, Lalitpur. Deputy Head Rizal said there is a program for all 10 groups to give suggestions after a group discussion on the political report presented by Chair Oli yesterday. Based on the suggestion made after the group discussion, UML said that the meeting will end today itself after passing Chair Oli's political report. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Millions of people have been affected by floods in Pakistan. Hundreds have been killed and the government has declared a national emergency. Yesterday, the National Disaster Management Authority said more than 900 people have been killed since June, including 34 in the past 24 hours. In Sindh province alone, the floods have killed more than 300 people. Large swaths of Pakistan have been affected, including people in Jafarabad in Balochistan province. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said 33 million people had been hit by the floods, around 15% of the total population. Since the summer season began, multiple monsoon cycles have lashed Pakistan, destroying more than 400,000 homes across the country. Southern Pakistan has been hit hardest by the rain, particularly Sindh, which has received nearly 8 times its average August rainfall. Hungary's foreign minister has said Russian nuclear power giant Rosatom will begin constructing new nuclear power reactors in Hungary in the coming weeks. The deal, reached between Russia and EU state of Hungary in 2014, aims to expand the existing park's nuclear plant. Russia's nuclear industry has not been subjected to EU sanctions over its bloody invasion of Ukraine. Moves to isolate and sanction its oil and gas exports have not been unconditionally supported by Hungary. The controversial $12.4 billion project is largely financed by Russia. In the wake of the war in Ukraine, many EU states have been trying to lessen their dependence on Russian supplies of energy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places in Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces today. For tonight, the weather is likely to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places in Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at some places in the rest of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 27.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Hindus across the country celebrating Kuse Aunsi or Father's Day today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba inaugurates Butwal International Conference Centre. And monsoon brings misery to millions of people in Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.